So, James and Nicky, you're doing this ridiculous 30-hour broadcast. How hard is it? How does it compare to other endurance challenges in sport, like a marathon or the Tour de France?
Well, at the moment, I feel like we're about 8 and a bit hours in. We're feeling quite... Well, not fresh, but we're still going strong since it's the daytime.
No problems at the moment.
The thing we're worried most about, I imagine, when it gets to, like, 5, 6am, the studio's not quite as crowded, you know. Someone puts on, I don't know, some deep house music that puts us in a trance, and then suddenly no one's laughing anymore, Dougie. You know.
I'm not really one for endurance challenges in a physical sense, so I'm not sure. I personally think that running a marathon would probably be far worse. I mean, at the moment, I am literally just sitting at a desk with a pack of curly fries, smile on my face.
Well, so. your answer might change at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when you're
probably
just minutes away from finishing, but that last few hours is going to be very difficult, I imagine. It's back to the games. Ben Pullen, I think the first game was a success. What have you got lined up for the second one?
Well, the next one's an absolute sports team classic, the Sporticulate. Basically, you all know the rules, anyone who tunes into this show, they just have to explain the item on their sheet without saying the word. And Nicky's going to be describing to James. Are we ready, Doogie?
Ready to go.
Ready to go. On your marks, get set. Go.
Okay, it's what you score in football.
Goal.
When you kick the ball out in football, you take a...
Throw in.
This guy was the England captain. He's from Essex. He's married to Posh.
David Beckham.
This is a club from North London. They always complain when they lose.
Arsenal.
Yeah. this thing from rugby, when all the people get together.
Scrum.
In tennis, when you accidentally do something...
Smash
when you're serving. No, when you're serving and
fault.
You make... But...
Double fault.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know who this person is. Pass. He plays for Tottenham and England. He's quite young. He scored a worldie. In football, the person who calls offside?
Referee.
No.
Sport official.
Offside?
Official.
Offside?
Official.
At the side of the pit. Thank you. Indoor racket game.
Squash.
Yeah. Go back to the one we passed. His first name is... Can I do it like this? His first name is the same as Owen. Can I do that? Am I allowed to do that?
Michael Owen.
No, but it's not him.
Michael.
Okay, so he shares a name with Owen, and he also shares
Michael.
A name...
Stop.
Six. Yeah, okay.
Six.
Okay, Nicky, you up next.
Okay, I cannot do this accent to save my life, but let's give it a go. I was born on the 30th of May. Sounds for me.
Solid start.
In Winston, Merseyside. I made my debut for the club that I played for all my life on 30th of May, 1998. In 449 appearances for my club, I've scored exactly 100 times. You know. I am to date the only footballer ever to have scored a goal in an FA Cup final, a League Cup final, a UEFA Cup final, and a Champions League final. And I scored a goal in England's 2-0 victory over Poland last month. You know. There we go.
I'm going to give that a high rating.
Oh yes,
fantastic!
That was like every accent.
I'm
going to
go.
Warfare.
No. That was a cracking Scouse accent.
Oh wow,
that's a 9.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well played.
You guys, you guessed who it was, of course.
Steven Gerrard.